Our Heavenly Father, we come to you again this morning and thank you for this hour. The Lord, we remember Brother Sam. Pray, please be with him in this hour as they diagnose his problem, and may we hear the good news, he come home. The Lord, we thank you for this book. We open again for the Sunday school hour and those that were here. And now we open again to hear from you. Lord, please help this frail body be its best to present the Word of God. Thank you for our ones who graduated from here and in high school and college. And may we together learn something today that would help us in life as we look at success in life. The Lord, I believe it all in my heart, you have that which is needed not only to make us successful here, but make us successful in eternity. The only thing that really matters is your purpose as we go about our purposes in this life. Please anoint this message, not only now, but for others who may hear it in a little bit by radio. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much. Take your Bibles. You may be seated and turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. I think about that little, it came to my mind right then that a fella got out of prison and he pulled his last day, walked outside and started down the sidewalk going towards home. And he got to thinking about it. He'd been locked up for 10 years and now he was free. And he got jumping up and down, going down the sidewalk, said, "I'm free, I'm free, I'm free." A little boy came by on a tricycle and he got on. He said, "That's nothing, I'm four. Well, thank God we're free in Christ Jesus this morning. And as he turned there, and we want to look down verse 12 through 17 and then verse 23 through 25. "Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. Above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Verse 16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." That can't do it unless you're studying the Bible. "Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do," watch 17 now, "and whatsoever you do in word or deed," that covers just about anything you do, "do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Verse 23, "and whatsoever you do, do it heartily." Now in verse 17, "whatsoever you do, do in word or deed," he says, "do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." Now verse 23 said, "whatsoever you do, do it heartily." That means with joy, with enthusiasm. Do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect of person. Now, if I would ask you the question this morning, do you want to be successful? I think every person in this building would say yes. I think these teenagers or who have graduated from high school, going into adult life, or college graduates would say yes. We want to be successful. We want to be successful in our diet. We want to be successful in losing weight. We want to be successful in our marriage. We want to be successful in our parenting. We want to be everything. We want to be successful in our job related work that we're involved in, the vocation that we go in. We want to be successful in everything we do. Now, it's interesting. I read this past week one of the best guaranteed success diet that you could go on. Success to lose weight. Guaranteed. And the diet was simply this: give up breakfast, lunch, and supper. And you're guaranteed to lose some weight. But when I think about the formula for success, what is that formula? I believe with all my heart God has given us a formula here. And I believe it only will make us successful in this life, but it'll make us successful while in this life when we stand before him one day, not only to get our inheritance because that comes by spiritual birth, but to be rewarded because in this life, while God inserted us into time, we learned what it meant to be successful. Not like the world looks at it. The world looks at the eyes of the flesh. To be successful is to gain and be recognized by your peers. Maybe that would be nice in this life. Nothing wrong with that, as long as it's done right and legal. But that's not true success when it comes to God. Because you can be successful here and successful in eternity just as well. Did you know that? You can do that. And so I want to give this morning for our insight and for our youth here and others, all of us here, talk about this thing of being successful at this particular time. Do you want to be successful in your life? Most people would say, I am successful already. If you got any age on you, I'm already partly successful. Well, do you want to be more successful this morning than you are now? I think most of us would say. I don't think anyone says, you know, I've arrived success. I don't believe I want to try anymore to be any more successful. I don't care what level, age, or success we're at. There's always the thought to be a little more successful. If you do these three things I'm going to give you this morning, though, I believe with all my heart that you will be successful in your life now. And also, when you get to heaven one day, if you're born into the family of God, you will receive rewards there and find yourself even now laying up treasures on the other side like our Lord Jesus told us that we could do as we give our heart to Him and then give our lives to Him, setting our goals in life, having a purpose in life and understanding as I work towards that purpose, God wants to be in the center of everything that we do. And thinking about the heart, I read where a little teacher one morning was talking about having Christ to come into a five-year-old class's heart. And she said, come into your heart. And he said, class, do you know where your heart's at? And the little boy raised his hand and said, yes, ma'am, I do. She said, Johnny, give a name. Where's your heart? He says, right here. And she said, no, Johnny, that's not true. Your heart's right here. No, ma'am, my heart's right here. She said, well, where did you get that at? She said, my grandma told me that. Said, well, how did your grandma tell you that? Well, she pats me on the right. She comes right here and said, bless your little heart. Well, I don't want you to misunderstand what's to be said at this time about these three things. If you listen attentively, I believe that God will show you something that's very important in the Christian life. These three things is purpose, having a purpose, having a potential, and then having principles to guide those that potential towards that purpose. Principles are set up to fulfill your purpose through the Lord Jesus Christ. These three things are necessary to be successful here and eternity. As a matter of fact, if you don't have a purpose for life, you'll never be successful. I don't care what you try. You may gain, you may exist, you may gain a few things, but purpose is setting forth towards a goal. So let's look at these three things. Purpose, potential, and then principles in life. Purpose. What does the word purpose mean as far as life is concerned? Well, if you give it a definition, I think I'd say that it's the object for which someone or some things exist by design. It is that someone has set forth by design a future purpose with a goal working towards that purpose. Purpose is not accidentally. Purpose is a design of a subject or an object that you're working towards. This word means, why does a thing exist? This word purpose means, why am I here? This word purpose means, why did God make me? In Psalms chapter 17, verse 3, Psalmist David said, I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. David said, I'm going to guard my mouth, and I purposely see to it that my mouth does not transgress against God. That's one type of a purpose. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, if you look with me in verse 10, you'll find that God said something like this. He said, but thou hast, Paul writing to Timothy, he said, but thou hast fully known my doctrine. God has fully known my manner of life. God fully known my purpose in life. Does God know your purpose? You better believe He does. Does God have a purpose? You better believe He does. And when you find that purpose in life, working God's purpose in life for you, working towards a purpose that you set your goal for, you'll find life will end up better here and in eternity. Because in eternity we'll end up rewards even rewards now, working towards that goal. Again, in Acts chapter 19, verse 21, while Paul was at Ephesus, he said Paul purposed in his spirit to go to Jerusalem. So David purposed that his mouth would not transgress. Again, Paul wrote Timothy that he should see to it that the purpose of his life, his purpose would be that for God. At Ephesus, Paul purpose to go to Jerusalem because that's where he could serve the Lord in his life at that particular time in time. God has a purpose for me. God has a purpose for you, whether you realize that or not. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress against God. It's a good thing. We should purpose that our lives would be serving God in this life. God didn't look down from heaven one day and see you and I and say, I wonder who she is or who he is, and I wonder what he will do or she will do. He already knows that. He's ready to help in any way that's possible. No, he knew us all along, and he says, I have something for you to do. He says, I will use you, someone, I'll use someone just like you. If you'll listen to my voice, you won't hear my voice audibly, but you hear my voice in this book. Satan will try everything he can to sidetrack you to stay out of this book. You stay out of this book, you won't hear the voice of God. Stay in this book and you will. I guarantee you, you stay in this book and you hear God's voice a lot more than you will just hear me preach. This book along with God can do great things for you as you begin to look into it. God didn't one day said, uh-oh, I didn't know he'd do that. You are a design model. No one else is like you in this world. No one else is like me in this world. I mean, we talk about, I remember years ago reading, there's no snowflake just alike. I remember reading also, no two grains of sand are just alike. No two leaves on a tree are just alike. Well, isn't it amazing how the billions of people that lived down through the years, not no two individual human beings are just alike. We come from the same mold, so to speak, as the image of God, but we are not just alike in life. Let me give an example of what I'm talking about, a purpose. Having a purpose. Desire to serve God more than anything else. That when you begin to set your own goals in life, and seemingly that God is in the center of it, when he is in the center, when he begins to change you from a purpose that you had set and begin to revive a purpose in you or bring a purpose in your heart that he is setting for you. Why? Because you're letting him be in the center of your purpose. And when you allow him to be in the center of the goal of your purpose, he will change that if that be where he'd want you to be, somewhere else. That'd be his purpose. His purpose may be at that moment to keep you right there until you can get to the point to fulfill his purpose that he set for you. And I don't have no one else to use but myself. And I've got 47 years of serving God and 39 years in one place. And through the years, see what God has done. So I give an example. God looked down through the years of time. And with a telescope of his foreknowledge, and he saw the Fellowship Baptist Church being born in time. He saw that when no one else could see that. He saw who would start it. He saw when a person who set a goal in life and was serving God and moving forward in that goal, ever possible, if it's any way possible for a farm boy for Johnson County to move in that direction, certainly that was where we were headed. And then God began to reveal, as I wanted his purpose more than anything else, than my own purpose in life. There came a point that he began to change my direction towards his purpose because he was going to prove to me and to anyone else who would evaluate that if I meant business, that God's purpose was more important than my own purpose. Without a purpose, you'll never succeed. Have a purpose, and then God in the center of that purpose, you'll find out that he will redirect your path somewhere down the road to test you to see if you really mean business, that you want his purpose more than your own that may have been set in your life. And again, he saw who would help do the work. He knew that no one man could do the work in Fellowship Baptist Church. He saw who would come along and help do the work at different stages. Be faithful to God and allow them to build his work here at Fellowship Baptist Church. That means that I could not do a good as a job as somebody else's position whose purpose was in this church at that particular time. There have been many people who saw the purpose of God and started, but they quit. And I'll tell you why in just a few minutes we look at the potential and the principles. The purpose we have to have. You won't do a thing for God or anyone else unless you have a purpose. And that purpose is the object of which that you have been designed, and you see that and God reveals it to you and you move in that direction. It means that I cannot do the job like you do, so God gives position. You're God's purpose for this church. I want to tell you, what you realize is not every member of this church is God's purpose for this church. And in serving God in the local assembly as we head towards our heavenly home on the other side, there's a purpose in your life. manifested here at Fellowship Baptist Church. God did not put us here just to see how much money we can make, nor to enjoy the pleasures of life. No, He had a purpose for us in His kingdom. What a shame when we spend our time and energy in this life not accomplishing the purpose, first of all, that we have before us as a young person going into the adult world, or not finding God's purpose for life if we live to be 70 or 80 years old in this life. God's steps are designed, when obeyed, to achieve a special purpose in your life. And sometimes people treat you the worst while they're treating you the worst, while God is preparing the best for you. And I'll tell you this, God has the best for you in His purpose. And I don't care what comes your way. The world may treat you worse than you thought it would ever treat anyone, but God Almighty will have a design which will come out best for you. It is your job, it is my job to fulfill the purpose that God has for me in this life. What is your purpose? Do you know? If not, I'd be asking God to help me see what is my purpose and not be afraid to go in the direction that He wants me to go. Or if I had fear, ask Him to help remove that fear. Faith is needed not only to remove problems, but to endure problems that seems unmovable. Why you fulfill the purpose of God in your life. Young folks, listen to me. You may not see it now, but the purpose of God means more than anything else that ever happened in your life. And when you get older, or you stand one day before God, you'll be both thought of these words right here about what God wants to do in your life. Purpose, by design. You didn't have a choice to be born physically, but you have a choice whether you will serve God or not, or be born spiritually. You have that choice. You didn't have a choice whether you'd be born in America or South America or India, wherever it may be. We didn't have that choice. That was designed by God through procreation. But once we come into this world, we have the choice whether we will go to hell or go to heaven. We have the choice in the light of the gospel what we can do to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And so when I think about the purpose, do you know your purpose? Are you setting a purpose for a goal? If you don't know, at least you're headed in a direction. College is a thing to get to that, or high school graduate, college, and then vocation, starting direction. There's been many people in here, I'm sure, that started a vocation. You thought that was a purpose, and then suddenly you got to a certain point and you changed your vocation because you found out that was not exactly that you felt to do. And then there's been others who changed completely, gave surrender to God because you knew that was God's purpose for your life, and His purpose always better than ours. But once you have a purpose, then the second thing for success is potential. The word potential means the capability or possibility that can happen but has not taken place yet. In other words, potential is undeveloped skill not seen yet to fulfill the purpose. Your purpose will never be fulfilled without seeing undeveloped skill taking place, which is your potential. This means doing all you can do to fulfill God's purpose in your life. Find what God has to say. Find what God's purpose is for your life. Then do your best at it. That's what Paul is telling the church at Colossae. First, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And then whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, with joy and enthusiasm as to the Lord and not unto them. Find God's purpose for your life. If you find a job using a hammer, and then you use that hammer to be a carpenter, be the best carpenter you can be, but let God be in the center of your life. If you find yourself having a trial and laying brick, then lay the brick and do the best you can. But let God be in the center of your life. If you look at your life and you say, well, I'm not got a lot of abilities, but what I got, I'll do. And you're painting somewhere or another. Maybe you're an artist. Well, if you're a painter of walls or you're an artist of drawing pictures and so forth, then be the best painter you can be. But let God be in the center. If you're a computer operator, if you're a programmer, then be the best computer programmer you can be. But not at the expense of God being in the center. If that's the purpose of your life, then let God's purpose be first. Be the best. Do what you do for the best, because you're doing it for God and not for man. And then God's purpose will be seen because your potentials will be developed at that particular time. Reach your potential with God's help when a baby is born. And I've said this so many times. When a baby is born and I go visit those people, I think about in prayer what a potential, what a bundle of potential this year to develop, not only for a purpose in their own life, but for the glory of God. And I mean this, as I've said so many times. May this little girl be a missionary or a preacher's wife, or this little boy be a preacher, a missionary, or something for the glory of God. Only God sees the potential in every little child that's born into this world. But so not only you need to know your purpose, but you need to know your potential. And your potential would enhance your purpose in life as you serve and work towards that goal and serve the living God. But wait a minute, you may have potential that where in turn is developed towards your purpose. But you're going to have some principles in your life, or your potential and your purpose will never be what it ought to be. And here's where we fail. We know we got to have a purpose. We're told that education-wise. We know we have skills that need to be developed. We worked hard at doing that. But there's got to be some principles in our lives. If not, then we will not develop like we should be. What is a principle? A principle is a cause of something. It's a rule of conduct. It's a means to operate life in. That's the reason we see in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12 that the writer says this: for when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the ordinance of God, and are become such as have a need of milk and not of strong meat. Your principles will keep you from reaching the purpose if you don't set up some guidelines to govern you by in your life. You cannot go by everybody else's guidelines. If you do, you'll be in a chaotic, confused mess. You have to say, God, what is the guidelines that I need in life? This has been called the guardrail that keeps men in my purpose, keeps me in my purpose to reach my potential in doing God's will for my life. Whatever God wants me to do, I will do it the best that I can, as fast as I can. God has set the overall pattern for the Christian life in His Word. Did you know that? You and I don't set the Christian overall pattern. He sets it. And He's got it in His Word. You'd be surprised if you asked, describe a Christian, what the definitions you would get. God sets the order of this. And here's where most of us, even as independent Baptists, fail, or Baptists fail. My principle keeps me from deviating from my purpose, which should be God's purpose for my life. Principles are set up for guidelines that I in turn may stay in line, developing the potential towards that purpose that God has called me to do. Principles are this guardrail that keeps me from going out of the way from my purpose in life as God develops my potential. May I give you a simple example of a thought? When I think about the purpose and the potential and the principle, how do they work interchange with each other? Well, let's just look at it this way. May I give to you this morning, every Sunday morning, I get up and I come to Fellowship Baptist Church. My purpose is to preach and teach, sometimes 2 or 3 times on a Sunday. That is my purpose. That's my purpose. If you teach a class, that's your purpose. That means you want to be here on time. That means you want to be waiting for your students. That means you want to be here energetically doing it for the glory of God. If you do it for God's glory rather than anything else, you will be on time. You will find yourself energetic for your students. You will find yourself there for the purpose of doing the best for your class. My purpose is come and preach. Now, as I get up and I think in this direction, my purpose is to come and preach the Word of God here. That's my purpose. My potential of getting here is my car. My purpose is to come and preach. My potential of getting here, that object which in turn will make it much easier for me, which in turn will get me to place to, my potential would enhance me to do my purpose better. If I had to walk, I'd be give out more. There's a lot of things that can do. Amen? If you come years ago and you had to walk a lot of places, you know what I'm talking about. On the other hand, when I think about my guidelines, let's say I got up this morning and I got in my car. I know what my purpose is. I get in my car and I pull out to the driveway. My potential is that I should look right and left, because nowadays 25 cars come by if you're not careful if much people live there. I pull out on the drive on Shotwell Road. It says 45 miles an hour. I drive 40, 45 miles an hour. I come to a stoplight. When it's on red, it says stop. I stop. It turns green. I go. I turn left on 70 Highway. It says 45 miles an hour. This is my principle. This is my guideline. My purpose is to come to Fellowship Baptist Church and preach. My potential is the car is running fine. It's doing everything it should do. My guidelines is when I'm on 40 Shotwell Road, 45 miles an hour is the speed limit. When I come to a stoplight, red means stop, green means go, and yellow said just make your mind up. I turn and get on 70, it's 45. Get to the edge of town, it's 35. I come here. Now, my purpose, my potential is working fine. I got my purpose, and I'm staying within the guidelines to get me to my purpose. But let's say I got up this morning, and I got in my car, and I backed up, and I pulled out on Shotwell Road, but I didn't stop. Man, I pulled right on out there. When I hit the highway, instead of running 45, I hit 75. And when I got to the stoplight, it was red, but I didn't stop. I went through that thing running 55 miles an hour. And when I went through it, a big dump truck, 8-wheeler, hit me. And I ended up in the hospital. What happened? Allow my principles to be broken. My purpose is still there. My potential is running fine, the car. But I broke some principles that enhanced me to get to my purpose. Thinking, well, it won't matter today. I could care less today. People get out of my way today. It won't really matter. And I broke some principles and ended up not at my purpose, but somewhere I didn't want to be. My purpose was to get to church. I didn't stay within the principles of the laws of my principles. My potential to get here was good, but I didn't live within the principles that could or would get me where I'm supposed to be in my purpose. And I say to you, I'm talking to people now and probably by radio in a few minutes, who knows God's purpose for your life. You're doing the best that you can do with your potential, but you are literally running outside of your principles. You know what is right and not doing it. You know what you should do, not doing it. The guardrails are up, but you're trying to break them down, which will keep you from fulfilling your purpose in life and for God's glory. Because there are some rules and regulations in life that you and I have to abide by. Unless we change, we will never be successful here in eternity. You might be successful here to some degree, but not like you could be, because the only thing that really counts is what we do for God in this life. And I've seen good men and women who became very good church leaders in the church. And they found God's purpose for their life, and they gave it all that they had while they worked towards that goal. But suddenly things began to interfere. The principles they had began to be lower, and the interference stopped developing the potential, which got their eyes off the purpose, and suddenly they didn't know why, but everything went what it should be, and everybody else was wrong, and they were right when they were wrong, and everybody else may have been right. Your standards, which is your principles, are the guiding force to bring out your potential towards the purpose that God would set for us, or we should set for ourselves. They had God's purpose. They had potential of really doing something for God, but their principles began to change. The guardrail changed direction. They never fulfilled God's purpose nor potential that they could have fulfilled. Their principle did not protect them from changing God's purpose for their lives because they changed their principles. Their principle did not protect them. 39 plus years ago, God showed me His purpose for my life when I thought I had a purpose. I tried to convince myself I could serve God just as well where I was at and be a lot better. A lot of church members were. But God showed me, in fact, that if I had a purpose, His purpose meant more than mine, though I couldn't understand it at the time. And His purpose for my life when He led my wife and me here to Clayton to start this church. God gave me some principles to guide His purpose in my life while He manifested my potential to others that already may have known. He certainly knew. Could I give you some of those principles? And I mean this, folks. I'm not just jabbering to you. I mean this. Some of those principles are simply this. No one would ever tell me what to preach except what God showed me from the Bible. And I've stuck by that for these number of years. The principle was, I'll study to know God's word and will for my life. I don't care who's right. You heard me say it before. But I want to know what's right. To do that, I must have what Paul said in Colossians 3:16. The word of Christ must dwell in me. If you're going to have the principle to guide you, to develop the potential towards your purpose, the word of God has to dwell in you. Just can't just be. It's got to dwell. It's got to settle down and live to be part of your life. That's what we see in Colossians 3:16. I made a statement, and I thank God. I've seen many times I could have went other ways, that money would never be an issue in my ministry. God has allowed me to have big offers at times to see if I would stay within my principles. And my principles always, with God, though I'm not perfect, I try my best, those principles that laid up, because I knew they were the guardrails that helped develop my potential towards the purpose that God had. If my principle changes, then the purpose is going to go out the window. I've had people say when they were years ago, believe something about how they should dress and talk and do, and then 15, 20 years later, change every bit of that. That's not the way it works. It don't work that way. We don't get better in the sense of changing principles unless the principle would be wrong. I'm saying to you, my principle is I'd be loyal to God's principles and not to organizations unless they are following His principles. My principle is that I am a Christian by birth and I'm a Baptist by choice and an independent Baptist by choice. I'm saying to you, my principle is simple this. These are some of my rails that keeps me in God's purpose. With God's help, I will give it my best as long as I can give it my best. It may not be here, but it'll be where God would have me, because my principles are still guiding me until the day I die. If I ever change the principles, then my potential is gone and my purpose is shot. Because it's the rails of those principles that guide you to develop your potential, to reach your purpose for yourself and for God. And we can laugh about it or don't care about it, but I'll tell you, I am a living experience of what I'm telling you about. It is not something I'm getting somewhere or another for someone to just say, well, you know, not only has God proven this in my life, not only did I see it, but He's proven this in my life. And I'm encouraging you that He will do the same thing for you. These are some of the rails in my life that keeps me in God's promise and His purpose. With God's help, I'll do that. We need some principles in life that will keep us on the road of God's purpose so God can fulfill the potential in your life to reach that purpose. Hey, that's not only does it work with what you do for the Lord, but it works in your home, works in your family. My wife and I have been married 45 years. My principle in life was simply this when Barbara and I got married. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The principle is simply this. Our potential is developed to love each other more. Our purpose is that we're man and wife. But I'll say to you, the principle is that I will love my wife and be married to her for life on my part. Not till we're not compatible. Not until somehow or another I feel like I fell out of love or anything like that. Fact, as a matter of fact, if you fall out of love, you're probably never in love to start with. I refuse to allow such thoughts in my head. My principles are that my potential to be the husband I need to be, which is the purpose of life. Everything in your life must be looked at this way. It's not just a general thing. It's the every individual phase of your life. There's a purpose there, the potential for that purpose, and standards that are needed or principles that are needed to guide you towards that purpose. For the glory of God. And young folks, believe me, this will work for you. It'll work for you. You may have to take the lantern of God's word and shine in your path as you go, but somewhere down the road you'll be able to turn around and shine the light on your path where you came from and see how God brought you through that maze. You didn't even think you'd get through it. You didn't see the end anywhere. and suddenly you look back. You see, God shines light on the back where he brought you from, and he guides you step by step where you're going. I'm going step by step in this life, but when I look back, I look back to the day I got saved. That light will shine all the way back to where I got saved. And beyond that. But now my future is a step by step. By step. And God tells us that's what his word does for us in this life. It's not till I feel that I don't love anymore. I refuse to allow that in my mind. I would try to provide. My principle was that I would try to provide for her till my death. She has made many sacrifices as a pastor's wife. And I would try. And many times Satan used to throw it at me in those early days. Wouldn't I see her do without? And know where I came from. And Satan said, well, son, if you stay where you were at, you'd fulfill your principle, your purpose and your principles you had then and your potential. And you could have done all those things. See, he'll tell you something good just to get you out of the will of God. But you could have done just as good back there. Some people and all those things. What I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, listen. Let God help set your purpose. Develop your unskilled potentials and then those guidelines, those principles in life to guide you day by day towards that object of your life, you see. These are a few of my principles when it comes to marriage. I had principles when it comes to where I worked at. These are things that God learned down through the years. My principle is this church will be open to anyone who would trust Jesus Christ as Savior. I believe we've kept that through the years. If you are not saved and trust Christ as Savior, then this church is open. This is a principle we have tried to keep these years. My principle is that I would try to work with people that God would give me in doing that which is right. My principle was I tried to be fair to all, be honest in relationship with others, but not at the expense of going against God's will for my life. What God thinks of me is more important than what the world thinks of me. And I told my class this morning, what God thinks of me is first. What my wife thinks of me is second. What my children think of me is third. What my church thinks of me is fourth. And the rest of it, I don't care. I'm not being arrogant. That's just the way it is. Because I know whom I believe. I know who I'm trusting. I know the purpose, at least to some degree. I know he's developing skills now I never knew I had. You may not see it, but I know it. And I know there's principles he's given me years ago that kept me from a lot of heartache. If I hadn't had them, if I'd have tried to still had my purpose and went off on the cloverleaf somewhere or another, like many have done, and got out of the will of God, which would be shameful. I know what I'm talking about. Not only do I know it, I've experienced it. Simple as that. Again, you may find God's purpose for your life. You may have the potential, but you will never reach your potential in God's purpose for your life unless you have some good godly principles to guide you. Those principles will keep you on the road towards your purpose in life. Some of you have had the potential to do some great things for God. God has called you according to his eternal purpose. But your life will be wrecked because you will lose your principles and not fulfill God's purpose for your life. Young ladies, I say to you, get some principles. Do not let that boy touch you until he's your husband. Young boys, young men, I say to you, get some principles. Don't get on drugs and alcohol and etc. that you will change God's direction for your life. Live and die by your godly principles. I know that I'm almost 68 years old. I'm wearing out, believe me. I know it more than anything else. I don't just look it, I know it. Arthritis, shoulders and arms, eyes going bad. This past, thank Brother Kelly and them for going last Friday night when I preached that, but the light was bad and I could not hardly see. I was almost blind. Could not see the Bible that night because the lighting was bad around the pulpit, but thank God we got through it anyhow. Amen. Had a great, great time of the Lord this past Friday night. I'm saying eyes are going bad. Here it is not clear as it once was. All of those things have fallen apart. But I have the promise of God in 2 Corinthians 4:16. You have the promise of God in 2 Corinthians 4:16 that the inward man is being renewed day by day. The old man, it may be lingering behind. But there's a new creation in Christ Jesus that's renewed day by day. He keeps us fresh. Only the Word of God that is written in our hearts can cause you to have good principles. I say, have you found your purpose for your life? What did God put you here for? God wants to make something out of you. He wants to use someone just like you. I mean that. I say, surrender to God, then give Him your best. Set some principles that will keep you within the boundaries of your purpose. Let the Word of God dwell in your heart richly, Paul told the church at Colossae. Do you know God's purpose? God has a design for you. If so, you have the potential. God will develop your skill. He will qualify you. Again, have you set the principles for your life, the rule of conduct to operate in life? Because to be successful, purpose, potential, and principles are important to set your goal and for me to set my goal. And I sit right where you're at. And I had to make some decisions. And at the time I made those, I seen later collected looking back how the Lord helped me put these things together, which governs and brings us to the results that we're in our day. Set some principles while God activates your potential for God's purpose in your life. Don't allow your life to be wrecked because you will lose your principles. Because you can have the best purpose in the world. You can develop your potential, unskill, and make it skillful. But if you don't have principles to guide you, you can lose it all. Lose it all. There is people right today who had life this week, and because they let their principles slip, they're in eternity today. In eternity. I was telling about a young fellow I'd meet at the hospital back a year ago, walking down the aisle. He saw me coming. He said, you're a preacher. And I said, yeah. He said, I talked to you. And I talked to him about 30 minutes. I'll never forget it. He said, I knew better. But I was in a place such a night on Saturday night a few weeks before that. I shouldn't have been there. But I was in a place I should not have been. My parents didn't even know I was there. And he pulled his shirt open and showed where a 22 rifle bullet went right in his height, missed his heart. I don't know. And he said, I've been in the hospital since then. And I had prayer with him. I've never seen him before. Never seen him before, never seen him since. Talk to him. I'm telling you, you can set your principles aside a few moments and disaster set in. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Young folks here, listen to me. Have a purpose in life. Set your goals towards that purpose. But while you have that purpose, always desire God's purpose more than anything else. He'll let you work towards a purpose. But if you, as He tests you towards that purpose, if you want His purpose more than anything else, He will show you what that purpose is. He will develop your potential and your skills. And He'll help you set some standards that will guard you. They're rails. You know why? Do you know why that when you go to in the mountains and places and you get to a cliff and you look over there and they got rails around? Someone said, well, I got enough sense not to fall off this cliff. They still have rails there, don't they? Why? They know those rails are put there to guard and guide and protect those who've got enough sense not to fall off. But sometimes we make bad mistakes, don't we? Father in heaven, thank you this morning for this group, Lord. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you, Father. Know that God wants us successful. I pray for these young people, their father who graduated today, or will graduate soon, that's here for this morning service. Would you bless them? Oh, the potential is so great here. Their mind. The Lord, I think about what they've done in their classes. Now they come to this milestone in their life to graduate and go into the adult world. It's not going to be easy, Father. They're going to be faced with so much stuff. Help them set their goals, purposes. Let them see how you'll help them develop their potential. Help some standards be set that be guidelines for them. And the Lord, in turn, you would be honored. And the best in this world could be brought out. It could be these young ladies one day, somewhere down the road, could be a missionary's wife or even a preacher's wife. Or could be, Lord, who knows, just a missionary on the foreign field or right here in America. Could be this young man find God's purpose for his life, which would be more God's purpose than his own, since he's got potentials he can be developed. I'm just saying, help the guidelines, guide him in that direction. Thank you for the college students, Lord. Thank you for our members here today. Please let this message that's been rambling a little bit be put together in such a way as the Holy Spirit lines it up to help us in life. God, you love us more than I can even express. You want the best for us. But we can't get the best going our own way, doing our own thing. You've set some guidelines. The greatest guideline of all is that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You sent your Son. God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. These are tremendous truths that God has set up for the world to reach their maximum purpose in life. We want to be successful, and God has told us how. Find our purpose in life. Desire God's purpose more than anything else, and then the potential will be there to God to develop that undeveloped skill towards that purpose. And then have some guidelines and principles set up to help us reach our goal and develop the potential towards that goal. Help me, Lord, in my latter days on this earth to reaffirm, realign, and always heed the principles so you can develop the potential towards your goal for my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.